The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm sitting here with one of the outdoor programs on. I think it's Outdoor Channel. It's called Whitetail Freaks. Apparently there's a farm out in wherever they are, Iowa or some giant deer haven where they intensely manage a deer herd for giant deer and the Kiske family. I can't remember. Don and Candy, I guess. So they do TV shows, and, you know, they're always killing these big bucks. It looks like the Landry family is there. Troy and, I forget his son's name, Jacob Landry, the swamp people. The people that became famous, swamp people, were out there. And they dragged along a guest, Hank Williams Jr., out there deer hunting in Iowa or Illinois or wherever the show's filmed. So, we'll, you know, keep it on here quiet. At least it'll be in the background while we're listening to you folks. But Hank Jr. still out there after him, you know. Love the fact that that guy's a hunter. And, you know, his song, We Can Skin a Buck and Run a Trot Line, A Country Boy Can Survive, I believe he's done all that stuff. I don't know how old Hank is now, but I will tell you, if you ever read his life story, that man had a tremendous accident when he was younger. Fell off a mountain. I can't remember how many feet, and landed on his face. That's why the sunglasses and the hat down over the face and the beard and everything else. Apparently, it's scarred up pretty bad. So, just a little background there. A little uninteresting information for those of you who are listening. Ah, yikes. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, yes, John, I still do like the new truck. It's still treating. It's not new anymore. It's got, I don't know, 16, 17,000 miles on it. It has 6, 7, 8 months old, something like that. Yeah, it's still treating me very well, no question. Yep, Hank Jr., 74 years old. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate that. Kathleen said Hank is 75. Well, okay, good for him. Good for him. Somewhere 4 or 5 years older than me, which, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. So, given his life, given mine, I haven't had quite as an exciting career as he has. But I've had a great time here for all these years with you folks on the radio. We really appreciate you. Really appreciate you listening and calling and emailing and sending your support. That would be great. 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. Yes, indeed. All right. Have you ever been to deer camp? I've been a couple times. My uncles had a deer camp when I was a kid. I was 16 when I went the first time. And even at that point, I knew I would not adapt to that lifestyle as far as deer camp in the winter. Just didn't appeal to me. I shot a deer. I was 16. Let's see, 19. Yeah, I shot a deer with a bow. My first deer ever. Shot a deer with a Browning recurve. And how about that? Browning history all these years. Browning, what was it called? It was a little short Browning. But I shot this deer. I was standing on a oak tree stump, and a deer came by, came through the trail, and I shot it. Took a long time to find it. It's a story. I don't have time for the whole story right now, but did recover that deer. It was a button buck, and you know, chased it too soon. Wound up finding it out in the middle of the field on the way out of the woods. and very glad for it. But with a recurve bow, I was pretty happy. Anyway, where was I going with that? Goodness gracious. Lost the whole point of my story. Somebody call and remind me where I was on that. Oh, went to deer camp. Deer camp. Yeah, so I couldn't take another deer. I shot that deer in October. I couldn't hunt deer with the firearm season. Couldn't take another deer in Pennsylvania because it was one and done in Pennsylvania. That was it. So, you know, I went to camp one night. Never again. Sorry. Love my uncles, but it was not anything I was interested in. Let's talk to Don in Towson. Rescue me from myself. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Alan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to share some information. I bought a Thompson Center Encore, and it's a shame they stopped making those. It's a great, great gun.
Yep.
And I guess I bought it 15 or 20 years ago, and they actually got a DVD that came with it, and it said, you know, just use one patch, one wet patch to clean it, one dry patch, and, you know, you're supposed to shoot really – well, it never did shoot well. No matter what I tried, and believe me, I tried every kind of powder and every kind of sabo and bullet. It always shot about at 100 yards. It would do like 5 or 6 inch groups, but then the 6th or 7th shot would be a flyer. And you're like,
yeah,
go.
Yep.
You know, so was never satisfied with that. So I shot it for a couple of years. I mean, a lot, hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Tried everything out there. Would never shoot well. So then I ran across a post on the internet, and the guy said the barrel has to be clean, and he recommended it's okay to use name brands.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sure thing. Yeah, he said use the Thompson Center, the 40 caliber 200 grain bullet. So it had a blue sabo with a yellow tip on it. But anyway, so what I started doing, he said the barrel had to be clean. So I tried, like you say, all different cleaners. But I would clean it. As long as the barrel was clean, it did, and use those sabos, it shoots 2 inches at 100, and it never any flyers. So ended up going down to, I just put a patch, just a patch on my tongue for about a second.
Yeah.
You know, do that one comes out, it's really bad. Do another one, it comes out really bad. Then do a couple more patches to make sure it's nice and clean, and then I would dry it. I would use like about the 3rd patch. You would feel the barrel get real slippery, you know, when you're drying it. It has still has some resistance, but when it gets dry, it gets really slippery. You can feel it. And then I just use those that 200 grain bullet.
Yeah.
With the blue sabo.
Yeah.
And it just shoots really, really well. So I just thought I'd throw that out there that, you know, as far as one wet patch, one dry patch, that never worked with mine.
Well, I have a buddy up there, known him for years and years and years, and Brad Vosberg is well-known, gun dealer up there at Brownstone Trading Company, and I don't mind tossing, you know, a little plug his way because you know, we've dealt for years. He's been a great advertiser. And Brad always recommends when somebody buys a new muzzleloader, he doesn't care if it's an inline or the latest and greatest. He says, you know, the first, you know, 10, 20 shots at least should be patched round ball. Put it through there, and any factory filings, anything in the rifling that could mess you up, you fire round balls through there, patch round ball. He said they're cheap, you know, they're not those expensive sabots that are, you know, whatever, $2 a piece or whatever, $3 a piece, whatever they are now. You know, just get some round balls and some patches and shoot those through there and get your gun sighted in with that and then tweak it with what you're going to use. There's also something that people need to remember, and that those plastic sabots, with that heat behind them, they can leave a residue in the barrel. So, you know, get yourself a good cleaner for plastic that'll help clean those little microscopic pieces of plastic out of your lens and grooves. Use a wire brush, you know, cleaner. Use a patch. I've often used a patch over top of a wire brush with some solvent on it. And you'll be amazed at what that'll do when you clean it. If you clean it with the anti-plastic solvent, that'll do a good job for you, too. So there's a lot of stuff in those lands and grooves that needs to be cleaned out, you know. So
Just a couple things. That's where I bought this muzzleloader out there from Bradley.
Did you really?
Yeah. I used to live in Hampstead and used to travel that way a lot, so, yep. He's still out there? I haven't been out there in years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we had some gun trading the other day, so, yeah, it was good. Good guy.
Yeah.
He got a lot of firearms there. So, and he does the gun shows, still does the gun shows. He still does the FFL for some of the conservation organizations. He'll go to the event and do your 4473 right there, Brad and Wilma, you know. So. Yes, indeed.
All right, Alan, I just thought I'd pass that along.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's a great tip. So, you know, you do got to take a little more effort than what's recommended, so.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Good luck.
You do the same.
Good luck today.
Bye-bye. Yep. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. Just heard from my buddy Ken from Carroll County. He said, you are appreciated, but only on Saturday morning. All right. Be that way. Nice comment. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, Ken. Oh, my gosh. Hey, we got to take a break, don't we, Aaron? All right. Well, let's do that. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, folks, I know these folks are tremendously good sponsors, and we ask for their support, and we do our very best job to present them in a fair light and honest light. And I can tell you from a matter of fact, and from dealing with Backyard Billy's over the years, that they are the real deal. They're the real deal. If you need any type of stove, insert, barbecue, grill, furniture, they've got it all. But our primary point right now with this cold weather and snow upon us is to talk about the tremendous business they do with freestanding stoves and inserts. Wood stoves and pellet stoves, freestanding, a lot of people use them, a lot of people buy them, and you need to look at their selection as well. The inserts, they're great for a fireplace that you don't use anymore, whether it's wood, pellet, gas, electric, for those of you who live in a housing community that doesn't allow you to use any of those other alternatives, the pellet, the gas, or the wood. So, you know, why not stop by, check out the selection. We all need to be able to heat our homes. We all need to be able to deal with heating our homes in the case of an emergency. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? They're conveniently located right there on 50. If you're coming from the bridge, it's exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If you're coming from the shore somewhere east of there or south of there, take Graysonville, go right up through Graysonville, Route 18, turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummer. And you will see and meet the people there and have the experience that Kathy and my second wife, Robin, and I had dealing with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Absolutely fine people. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50. At exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, at Backyard Billy's, that's the fireplace. That's where you need to go. All right, Clyde Sports Shop. We were talking about Thompson Center. They were a Thompson Center dealer. Now Thompson Center is coming back in business, from what I understand. Greg Ritz bought the company, and they'll be reintroducing some firearms. I don't know when they're going to do that. I'll assume that's this year at the SHOT Show, but we haven't followed up with them because CVA has been so good to us over the past 20 years. You know, I own a couple Thompson Centers, but CVA is the one that Clyde Sports Shop supplies, and that's the one we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about Browning. We're going to talk about a waterfowl firearm called an A5. A5's been around since the 60s. It's a kinematic drive, which means it's a recoil-operated auto loader. Super reliable. It's a great waterfowl shotgun. The Wicked Wing, the A5 Wicked Wing, comes in vintage camo and other finishes as well. The Wicked Wing also has a Cerakote bronze receiver and barrel, and beautiful burnt bronze, and everything matches up just well. It's got an oversized bolt release for working that action with the glove on, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes. You can change the shot pattern right there in the field, and it's got a chrome resistant bore. It's a ABS case included with it. It's the A5 Wicked Wing vintage camo model. So take a look at that one and all the A5s at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, the A5 Browning auto loader shotgun. I think that's enough for this commercial. I think that's the one you want to look at if you're looking for a new waterfowl shotgun, the A5. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, 21227. It's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com website. They're open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, around.
All right. Highwaymen, yeah. Love those guys, too. Yep. I was very, you know, I don't know if I said this on the air or not. I saw Kris Kristofferson in concert at the old Fish Market back in the 80s in Baltimore. Very disappointed in the guy. He went way woke and way left before anybody else did. He was talking about, you know, Argentina and all this other stuff. I was not impressed at that point with the way he presented his politics in a concert. You know, very few of the Dropkick Me Jesus and you know, his old classics that made him a star. So yeah. Anyway, I guess he hung around Barbra Streisand too long. You never know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Anybody on the line there? Lee in Towson. Yeah, Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Well, Alan, after that adventurous day of at the last day of fishing, I got what I deserved, the flu bug.
Oh, no.
No, it's all good. It's all good. As my dad said, eat plenty of grapefruit, and that'll help.
The vitamin C. I'm a firm believer in the zinc tablets, Airborne or one of those. You know, I chew a couple of those every day. You know, my granddaughter's running around here with you know, big. I don't even want to tell you what happens when she sneezes, but. I love you, Pop, and jumps up on your lap, and I'm like, I love you too, baby.
They'll spray it on you for sure.
Yep, for sure is right. So, but, yeah.
Well, the interesting, after the catch, I said, man, I don't want to clean all these fish. So I called some of the market, and I usually do clean them, but it was blasted cold out.
Yeah.
New Year's Day. I couldn't get better than $2.75 a pound for whole rockfish.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, Alan. I've never heard that number. And
right.
You know, Alan, I'm attributing it apparently it's a blessing, but apparently these guys are running long line and whatnot for these blue cats.
Yeah.
And I think the blue cat is turning into the new fish bite in Maryland, maybe. I don't know, but I couldn't believe how the market, and plus they told me a lot of rockfish are coming in on from the eastern shore.
Okay.
From you guys.
And, from you guys? What do you mean from you guys? you, I don't fish for them. I'm not out there doing that.
I know you don't. I know that.
You guys. Lump me in there with anybody from the Eastern Shore. I can't even be recognized as living here. Right? I'm a come here. I'm not an Eastern Shoreman. Yeah.
The guy that I bought my license from, he goes, well, I'll sell you my license, even though you're from the Western Shore. I'll never forget that day.
Even from your Western Shore.
He said, remember, ever since they built that dam, that bridge, now you're all coming over here.
Yeah, now you're all coming over here, yeah.
Yeah.
You're chicken neckers.
Regardless, the market had been flooded with, I guess, blue cat and the gill netters from Yeah, a lot of the big seafood houses are on the East
Coast. Oh, yeah.
Course.
Yeah, no question.
They carry a huge amount of the market.
Yeah.
I'm learning, you know, how this all works. So I opted to go ahead and clean them, and you know, for my couple restaurants that I cater to.
Right.
And you would have gotten a kick out of my. I'm down on my picnic table with my big piece sheet of Corian.
Right.
Cleaning these fish, and I'm my hands are just, you know.
Oh yeah.
I mean it's brutal. So I set them in a 5 gallon bucket and put them in front of my pellet stove to warm the fish up. You would have gotten a kick. So my wife comes downstairs. She opens the basement door. She goes, "What is going on now? Now we're bringing the crap in the house." You know, because it's thawing out. The ice is on the floor.
Oh my god!
You know, she's having a fit because I'm bringing the fish in the house to warm them up.
Oh my god!
She goes, "What's next?" I said, "Honey, don't worry. It's over till." I'm done till June 1st.
Goes, there you go. That's right.
Thank last the Lord, she said.
Last day.
So
yeah.
But
just hey, at least you're not cleaning a deer in the house.
Well, I won't even talk about that. But that.
Okay then.
I've cut them up in the house.
Oh yeah,
I've cleaned one out in the house, but I did have one hanging in a workshop one time. And
oh, brother. Okay.
That was way back. I mean, it was, again, but you know, it was all related to the cold.
Sure. You know, years and years and years and years ago, I was in the magazine business and up in Deep Creek Lake. I can't even remember what magazine at the time. And I used to stay at this little hotel on the lake in McHenry when I worked up in that area. And lady that ran it was really nice. I can't remember her name. I'm sure she's gone now. The little hotel's gone, been replaced. Anyway, I said, hey, look, maybe you'd like to, you know, run an ad to invite some deer hunters up here, you know, in the season. She goes, I'm not running any ad for any deer hunters.
Oh, no.
I said, well, that's a big part of Garrett County, you know. She said, I don't care. I don't care. I said, okay, well, tell me. She said, well, I had a guy in here. Came in, rented a room.
Oh, no.
She said, he got a deer. He wouldn't leave it in his car. So his room was on the second floor. He drug that deer up my stairs, across through the room, and hung it on the balcony overnight.
Oh, no.
He drug it right through the room to hang it on the balcony. And she said that was pretty much it for deer hunters and me. I said, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, well, I guess it goes with putting them on the hood of your vehicle too.
Well, that used to be the thing, and of course, you know, 30 years ago they started discouraging that. But I've seen some. I saw a Cadillac Escalade one time. Had this deer. Had to be a button buck or something young like that. Slung over the spare tire carry on the back of this Escalade, driving down the highway. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. No wonder people view hunters sometimes with a...
Oh, that's just the uncouth. Yeah,
oh, it is.
Wrong.
No question. Yeah, no question it's wrong.
It's wrong. It definitely leaves a bad taste. But one other thing, I know you don't... I don't know how you... still feel, but the catch and release is going on. A lot of light tackle dot guides cater these half day trips.
I know,
and
still not a fan. You know, I just think
all good. And the catch and release fishery is booming right now. And
I know.
You know, and everybody's using lures. They're not. There. Nobody's using bait and
I understand.
Whatnot. And it's quite a fishery, and it's encouraging. See, it's mostly younger people that have still have blood that circulates.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get that.
And,
hey, look, man, I get the cold. I'm going out there today. I'm going out there for, I'll be out there for 3 hours this afternoon. That'll do it for me. I don't need to spend all day.
No.
But I'm prepared for it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for it. But, But yeah. I also being a blind, I also being a enclosed blind,
oh, yeah.
I can, you know, I can open the window and, you know, keep, do what I have to do there. But, you know, that definitely helps keep the wind off. Not totally, but, you know.
And one other note, a friend of mine's doing pretty good on the yellow perch in the lower Susquehanna up there.
There's a trip. There's a trip I would love to take. One of those January, February trips, a deep water yellow perch. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's getting them, and mostly off of Perryville. They haven't really gone down below the bridge yet.
I got it.
In the deep, deep water.
Now he's fishing out of a boat. Yeah, he's fishing out of a boat in the 80 feet of water. Yeah. I'd do that trip.
That's a fun time, and I don't know if anything else really going on. I'm sure the Eastern Shore ponds and all that are going on, but they'll be getting ice on them. So you know, that's another thing you got to contend with this time of year. So
that's no question about that. So,
Good luck. Good luck on your hunt this evening. And
I appreciate that.
Afternoon.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
the two-day firearm season. I'm looking forward to the primitive season. I'm ready to go. I'm more prepared for that than I've been, and hopefully we'll be able to put a nice.
Primitive season. That's like a good time. What is that, 3 days? I think it is.
Yeah. It's split this year because there's a Sunday in the middle, so it's a Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, that's another thing you guys get over on the other side, Baltimore County. You know us about Sundays, so.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you're not alone. The 10:30 thing is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. So.
Oh, and it is. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
See you, Lee.
You take
good
care.
Luck. Yep. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah. The blind is a soft-sided blind. It's a heavy, in answer to a texted question, the blind, it's a one of the, how do we call it, the ghillie. It's a ghillie model redneck blind. They are very, very heavy nylon. It's soft-sided, but it's much more substantial than a tent. It's braced. It's a metal-braced blind. I'll see if I can find a picture and send it to you, John. But it's got the ghillie kind of outfitting on the outside. And it's not a hard side plastic blind. It's a soft sided. It's plastic. I guess it's a plastic blind like Naugahyde. Only have that's not even right. Anyway, it's certainly substantial and certainly blocks the wind. But it is a little noisier than with the wind than a hard sided blind. So, but anyway. And those all come from our buddy up there at American Service Center in Elkton. Good redneck blind dealer. Was there the other day. So, all righty. 10:30 thing. Some of the counties that bill that some of the counties that allow Sunday hunting here on the shore and elsewhere, you have to stop at 10:30 on Sunday morning. The whole chart is just ridiculous. And, I mean, I'm all in favor of the counties picking their own time for people to hunt. But personally, the 10:30 thing that was dictated by the horse council and influenced by the horse council for those counties that actually allow Sunday hunting, you got to stop at 10:30 in the morning. I just think that's totally ridiculous. But that's the way our General Assembly works, and that's the way our system works here in Maryland. So you got to respect that part of it. But if you want to change that, that's up to you as citizens of the state. The very simple solution to that, get a group of people together, schedule a very friendly meeting with your local county government, your county council, your county commissioners, whatever form of government your county has. Take your concerns to the county. Have them look at your concerns. Have them look. Have your ducks in a row. Have your economic data all in a row. Okay. Go to your county council and present your argument that you would like to have Sunday hunting expanded in your county. Ask them to take that if they're positive, ask them to take that to the county delegation, which are your senators and your delegates from the county. Ask them to put a bill in for your county specifically to expand Sunday hunting in your area. And usually county bills get good consideration, but you will be prepared for a fight. You will have a fight at the local county council, or the county government meeting. You'll have a fight. You'll have a fight at the delegation level. The delegates will have, when they meet to consider their bills and putting together their bills, when they have a county delegation meeting, they'll have a fight on their hands because the Maryland Horse Council is adamant about opposing Sunday hunting in Maryland. Just telling you the realities. All right, we've got to take a break. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. And let's see. That's the 1030 thing we're talking about. Okay. Let's see. Spurry's Tire Service right down the street. You know, I can walk there and have, as a matter of fact. They are, good morning, Brent. How are you? Good morning, Brent. Brent goes in about this time. I hope he has the show on and is listening. But Spurry's Tire Service, great sponsor. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads right here in town, right off Route 50, about two blocks. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires for everybody. And for those of you who have other brands, and Michelin's and others, well, Spurry's has those tires too. Any car, any truck, any size, any make, any model, from, I like to say, Triumph to Triaxle. I know, that's, you know, but that's what I say. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard, any machine in your backyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, all the farm machinery that runs on tires, they've got them. If you own any kind of a trailer, anything you pull behind your vehicle on tires, whether that's a motorhome, whether that's a landscape trailer, boat trailer, they've got it all. ATVs, too. ATVs, RTVs, UTVs. Spurry's has the tire. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when any light on the dashboard comes on that's not supposed to be on. That check engine light, low tire pressure, all the above, they'll check it. Their 24-hour truck services and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and me, and our families, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Brent will come out, he'll look at your tires, and he'll say, well, that's a whatever size that is. Let me see what I got. Here's the price. Stand by, wait a little bit. I'll get you in their shop, and we'll take care of it today. 410-822-7384 is the phone number if you'd like to schedule an appointment one way or the other. The website is spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384. Use that to schedule your service, your oil change, your brake job, whatever that might be. 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service here in Easton. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at
Argo. Extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's talk to Dale in Easton. Hey, Uncle Dale.
Good morning, sir. I trust your New Year's was a good one.
Not bad. Very uneventful. Very quiet.
Nice to hear that the boss is improving.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good news. Yeah. Good news. So,
any idea when your guest from DNR Fisheries is going to be on?
No, I've kind of let them alone over the New Year's because they burn up a lot of leave time over that holiday, as you well know.
Yeah, I'm
so,
familiar with that.
Yeah, we'll start next week trying to reach out and get Mike lined up here and give us a heads up on things. So,
all right. Alan, your story about the deer on the hood of a Cadillac.
Over the spare tire carrier in the back.
Oh,
okay. Oh, it was horrible. Follow that thing up the highway. I'm like, buddy, yeah. I'm taking a picture. I have it in the file somewhere. We did run it in the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide back in the day, but it just awful.
Alan, I don't know whether you're familiar with the great cartoonist Gary Larson.
Yes.
Far Side.
Yes.
He would rag on hunters and fishermen. I don't think he was an Annie, but he would just cut to them. I've got one of his old cartoons on my desk.
Uh-huh.
It's a spaceship going two aliens in it. And on the front of the spaceship, there's a pickup truck with two dead hunters in it and a dead deer on the front strapped to it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the other one I've got there's two bears talking to one another. One's got a great big bullseye on his chest.
Yeah.
The other one says to him, "Bummer of a birthmark."
Bummer of a birthmark, Hal.
Oh,
yeah.
He was just fabulous. He's retired, but they still put out his desk calendars. But he'll get on hunters and fishermen pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the one with the atomic cloud in the background, the two guys on the boat,
two fishermen. Oh, that's
yeah, yeah.
But damn the
limit today.
Yeah, and screw the size limit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh geez, he was fabulous.
Indeed. So all right,
but you
man.
Think you'll have Mike on sometime? January.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Should be. Yep. We'll make that connection next week. So.
Okay. That's good. All right.
All right, buddy.
You too, Alan. You too, Dave.
Happy New Year, Dale. Take care.
Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Stay warm.
I plan on it. Yep. Take care. There goes Dale. Got this from Joe, who's a frequent emailer. Another tip to remove the microscopic burrs from a new muzzleloader barrel follows. Cut a couple pieces of red Scotch-Brite. You know what that is. That's the abrasive that's on one side of a dish scrubber, okay? Scotch-Brite to the size of cleaning patches. Run the patches up and down the barrel approximately 50 times. This will remove the burrs and make it easier to load going forward. The process is called bore lapping. Now, if you've ever had a scope lapped, which is fun, the process is called bore lapping. I've done this with all my black powder guns with good results. FYI. Happy New Year, Joe. Joe, we thank you for that tip. That is a great tip, and we'll be more than glad to share that. So, a couple things. You get a new muzzleloader, don't start out with the most expensive bullet. Take that Scotch-Brite, do some bore lapping with that, run that patch up and down there, that Scotch-Brite patches a couple times, 50 times. It cleans the microscopic burrs off of the barrel. You know, you understand that barreling is cut with a machine, so there's you never know what's going to happen. They're done mass-produced. I'm sure they're checked at the factory, but there's always those little microscopic burrs that can impede your accuracy, so do that. That's a great tip also. So, okay, Aaron, what do we have to do here, Aaron? Give me an update. Oh, run our last. Well, that would be one of those would be backyard blinds. We'll just make them real quick here because people who have been listening. Oh, by the way, the auction was a booming success, according to the folks at Russ and Furniture Auctioneers. So we look forward to seeing how our stuff made out on the auction. They said it was a good auction, and sales were good, prices were good, so can't wait. All right. If you have that beautiful fireplace and you don't use it, but you want to turn it into something productive, we recommend an insert. And that can be a pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They carry Enviro, which is what we have, remote control, set the heat. We can put it on auto, and when the room cools down, the insert comes on, the gas insert comes on, or you can control every movement with from your easy chair if you like. It's really a great system, no question. From Backyard Billy's. The folks there are great. They're very knowledgeable. Their prices are good. They do all the installation. They follow up with great service. If you request a cleaning or service, they're right there, Johnny, on the spot. They'll take care of you. Brian is fantastic. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop by showroom. They're open 7 days a week. BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America has a safe Facebook page. The phone number there is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They are open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace, that's for sure. No question. Clyde Sports Shop. Look, hunting season's winding down, but if you want to stay sharp, you want to head to Delmarva Sporting Clays and shoot some clays, well, consider a new Satori from Browning. Satori over and under shotgun. They have a bunch of different models. They have a field model, the CXT, the White Lightning, but all of them feature that great Browning name, the Browning fit and finish, Browning quality. They've got backboard barrels. They've got the forcing cones. They've got Vector Pro forcing cones. They've got the screw and choke tubes. The Satori models. Check them all out at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227, Baltimore. Been around since 1957. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, back to the show, but just in time for the closing music. That's right. Well, folks, we had a little rocky opening there, but you know what? We always enjoy listening to all of our callers. We hope you listen to the show. We hope we're a little bit enlightening, educational, entertaining, you know, all the above. So now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe. It's going to be cold out there today, folks. So if you're going out, protect yourself. Wear whatever you need to wear to protect yourself from the cold weather. Be careful if you're going out on the water, near the water. And here's what I have to say. Love your family. Love the Lord. And we'll see you next week.